either from residents or from driving by, so it's something we should really look at. So I wholeheartedly support this motion. Thanks.
Right, anything further? So, Mr. Cannella, this is exactly what I was getting at a few minutes ago with integration. We've got a regional report identifying what the region is doing. Certainly, you know, to have a regional staff here, I'm of the opinion that regional staff should be here talking to council on a regular basis. If we're looking at a more collaborative approach between the region and the municipalities, that's one of the hopes with this new council, new CAO, new chair on that, that it is a good thing to have them out just on a general basis anyway. So I can certainly certainly support the item A. The item B, Mr. Cannella, do you agree with my fear is we say no, $3 million goes out of budget, and I know there are an awful lot of other councillors who would love to have $3 million bucks spent in their municipalities, but this is precisely what I was driving at earlier. Your thoughts on deferring the roundabout. As Councillor Neal points out, if it gets dropped out of the budget, we're a year away.
Just a couple of points I'd like to be aware of. Our staff deals with the region's traffic staff constantly. So all these locations that you've spoken to my staff about have been passed on to regional staff. The region has their staff, and they have a lot of staff, they have experts. They determine region-wide what their program should look like. And we don't see necessarily their program to basically the time you see it. We understand what they're doing, but the actual document isn't with engineering staff any sooner than it is with regional councillors. And my point here is that the region goes through a lot of work to determine where they should spend their dollars on traffic. And they take into consideration seriously the issues and certainly the fact that they have a responsibility to protect public interest and lives. So if there's an issue, they'll address it. So if they're telling us that the roundabout's the way to go, you know, I have a hard time. I understand roundabouts. I understand what signalization does. So I have to say, without doing our own review, that the region must know what they're doing. I don't think that they would just throw money away. They have to be accountable to regional councillors for every project they initiate in every municipality. So I just want to put that on the floor. Number two, if the region, and if you convince the region by some chance that they shouldn't do that, they will pull that project and they'll bring in their next priority, which may not be in Clarendon. So to me, we've been working with the region. If regional councillors feel they can work with the region more directly, that's great. But I think that there is something that should be done at the regional council level as to what sort of transportation improvements should occur in which municipalities.
Councillor Neal, well, thanks. Yeah, so you're winding up on your motion?
Yeah, just for clarification, it's not to pull the project, okay, or the funding, is to say, should we maybe take that $3 million and put it somewhere else where it could address the needs, the higher needs that we have? It's not to try and get that money spent elsewhere or not spent. We need the money spent, absolutely. We need more than that. But so that's not the intent of the motion, okay? So
Councillor Neal, I'm going to need a motion to extend.
Yeah, for 2 minutes.
Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Trail. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. So Councilor Neal, and I'll get confirmation from Mr. Cannella, the challenge is this says defer. If it's deferred in advance of regional council.
Can I say the word reallocate? Yeah.
Well, I think reallocated or reconsidered in Clarington. So Mr. Cannella is 100% correct, and you know as well as I how it works at the region. If there's $3 million up for grab, that vacuum is going to go very quickly, and there will not be a scintilla of...
Amend it to reallocate it within Clarington. How's that?
Okay, so an amendment reallocated within Clarington. On the amendment, questions or comments? So, Councillor Ward.
So how exactly would that read?
So that the region be requested to reallocate the funds set aside, Councillor Neal, the funds set aside for the proposed roundabout at 57 and Regional Road 3. All right, you got that, Madam Clerk? Okay, I'm going to need a motion to extend, Councillor Neal.
Just give you one to extend for 5 minutes, then.
Seconded by Councillor Trail. All in support? Opposed? Carried. All right, so on the amendment, Councillor Swart, you have the floor.
Councillor Trail indicates it should say in Clarington. I think that should be
Yes.
expressed in there.
Chief.
Just through the chair, just there's a lot about this intersection, and I don't know if council should be aware, and Director of Engineering would be. We've had a number of, this is a bad intersection. We've had a number of fatals over the years here. It's a high impact intersection. A lot of dump trucks come south from the pits and hang a right through Enniskillen, head towards Oshawa. And I think that's one of the reasons why this study was done, and they feel a roundabout is a safer intersection than currently. I think they've got stoplights there now. Just some background to that intersection and why it's probably proposed.
Okay, further on the amendment. So, Councillor Neal, I know where you're trying to go, but I've got a real problem that we as council members, we just got some information from the chief. We've done this today, so we've got advice from regional staff that we're ignoring. Mr. Cannella seems comfortable with regional staff advice, and we have decided unilaterally, without asking the questions of the region, that this isn't the priority and why it's not the priority. We haven't happily chosen what that priority is, but we're about to pass a motion with a dearth of information. I think it's great that they're here. It's great that they have the chat, but I don't know if this is more important than somewhere else. I don't know if there are other regional intersections where there are greater problems, as the chief is describing, where people's lives are at risk. Don't know. I'm going to ask for a recorded vote on this, please.
The resolution as amended is shown on the document camera. Councillor Anderson? Councillor Hooper?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Councillor Ward?
No.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion is carried. All right. Yeah, that should be quick. So unfinished business, we have a, there's nothing else under new business. Nothing was identified. Memo from Faye Langmaid. So I guess you need us to make the appointment of Mr. Berry.
I'll move it.
Seconded by Councillor Hooper. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. We have no confidential reports. One thing left is the adjournment. Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Trail, all in support. Opposed? That is carried. Thank you.